Good morning, good afternoon, hello, good evening, welcome. Thank you for joining Business 123, Introduction to Investments, Spring 2003. We are taking a look at the syllabus, so please print it out or have it on your screen, and let's go through the syllabus together, the very important document that you take a look at once and put in the back of your notebook and never look at again. But this one, I hope, will be a little different for you. Maybe, maybe not. Instructor, that's me, Frank Piano, and I will introduce myself in the discussion board. And I hope you will just introduce yourself also. So we'll leave that until later. The class is called Introduction to Investments. Let's take a look at the course description and objective. Introduction to basic investment principles, including markets, stocks, also known as equities, bonds, also known as fixed income debt instruments, or just fixed investments, mutual funds, the legal term is investment companies, insurance products, annuities, interpretation of financial statements and other financial data and information, brokerage accounts, and the relationship of economic and political conditions to investing. Sound like something you would be interested in? Let's take a look at the course content. Investment environments, risk and return, risk versus return. That's the whole thing in a nutshell, folks. Mutual funds, stocks, bonds, markets and transactions, investment strategies and tools, portfolio management and asset allocation, options and futures contracts, real estate and other investments, just a little real estate and other investment alternatives, course materials. The book, the textbook, a college textbook. Folks, it's a scam. I know it. You know it. The publishers know it. And we're told we have to use a textbook. If it were up to me, I wouldn't use this textbook. I wouldn't use any current college textbook. I would have you read two books, one up on Wall Street and The Intelligent Investor. But it's not up to me. We have to use something that's rigorous and college material. And so I've chosen the best one I can find in Fundamentals of Investing by McGraw-Hill, one of the biggies publishers. And they're up to the sixth edition. But folks, they come out with a new edition every 2 or 3 years, whether they need one or not. Why? So they can charge you a whole lot of money for a textbook. And so what do? I let you buy the previous edition or the previous edition. So you could buy the 6th, 5th, or 4th. You can even buy the 3rd, but I wouldn't do that because they changed the order of the chapters. So go online and on the class website, which you're going to spend quite a bit of your time the next few months on, at the bottom of the class website are links to various booksellers that have the book used or new, if you're so inclined. The bookstore across the street, Otay Books, they have their different editions used or the newest one new. The college bookstore, they have the book also. So there are many places for you to get this book. And if you look at it online, the 4th or the 5th edition, you'll find it for $10 or $20. So don't give me that line, I can't afford it. I love when students walk up to you and say, I can't afford the textbooks. And they got their brand new iPod 27 or iPony 16. And they got a $5 cup of coffee in their Starbucks cup of coffee in their hand. And their brand new Nike Air Tiger Woods or something shoes on that are $200. Anyway, get one of the books, read it. It's good for you. Plus, I have a bibliography. By the way, there's a couple of textbooks in the library that you can, you can't check them out. They're on reserve. You can read them in the library. You'll need a notebook, a calculator. Of course, if you have a spreadsheet at home or at work or go to school, go to the labs, that's better. Spreadsheets are a little more handy. Dedication, organization, motivation, hard work, and jokes. Well, on the online class, I don't tell as many jokes as I doing the face-to-face classes. But yes, you need dedication. You need organization. You need motivation and hard work. Why? Because you're taking this class online. And as it says, under attendance and lateness, it's an online class. Huh? Right. Students taking online classes must have self-discipline, must be motivated. Why? Because there's no class for you to show up at, right? There's no professor standing there looking over you and seeing if you've done your work. Reading the text and the presentations, listening to the audio lectures or viewing the audiovisual lectures, submitting the assignments, taking the exams are all expected to be done on time. It's up to you. You need good organizational skills. If you get behind, please contact me as soon as possible. We have many students, success resources available to help you study, to help you write. Procrastinators, you know who you are. Don't be yet another online student who disappears after 2 or 3, 4 weeks. What often happens, folks, is you students look at all the work that we have. I mean, folks, it's a 3-unit college class. You're going to be studying. And they go, I thought this was going to be easy. It's an online class. I didn't think I had to do any work. Yeah, well, think again. And because the class is already full and there's already people on the waiting list, the maximum number of people on the waiting list, I really do wish you would take your commitment to this class seriously. And if you do not want to spend the time, which we're going to discuss in a bit, and if you don't feel that you're prepared emotionally as well as intellectually it's not that hard. It's a matter of emotions and motivation. Then there are many other students who want to take this class. Besides, we have this class face to face on Tuesday, Thursday mornings. If you don't have that self discipline and you need the discipline of coming to class, you can sign up for that class. It's filled also, but there's always room in the face-to-face class for more students. Okay, grading. The course grade will be based upon class participation, homework, and individual and group assignments, short quizzes, exams, and a comprehensive final examination. We will discuss the format and documentation. All work will be graded and returned as quickly as possible. If you turn it in after the due date, I can automatically drop it 10%. Now, it's not because I'm trying to be Mr. Nasty, you were late. It's because if you get behind, it's very likely that you're going to drop the class. That's the single biggest factor in people dropping the class, just simply getting behind because it's an online class and I can do it tomorrow. Wrong. You have to do it today. Also, plagiarism. Do your own work, folks. Read the student handbook. People say, I didn't know copying somebody else's work was plagiarism. What a crock. Anyway, just don't do it. But what I do encourage you is to work in teams. Work together. Studies have shown that students who study together, work together, do very well. That's a good thing for you to do. So please do work together. And then how are the grades assigned? Well, it's a straight curve. A straight curve? What's that? Kind of like jumbo shrimp? Yeah, it's an oxymoron. But what a military intelligence. Whatever. 90, 80, 70, 60. Yeah, I hope all of you get A's, folks. Study hard. This stuff is not that hard. It's tedious. And it takes repetition. But it's... When you actually sit down and do it and look at it from a blank sheet of paper, it's not as hard as people make it out to be, because there's a lot you make it really hard, but as we'll see, when we start from the very beginning. Now, time requirements. Here's what we're talking about, folks. Can you put the time in? Because this is a college level class, and every college, Southwestern included, well, virtually everyone, says that for every 1 unit, you expected to spend about 2 hours per week outside of class. So that means you're going to be spending about 6 hours per week. That's about an hour a day. And that's what's so important, is to spend time every day. Now you're going to say, I don't have an hour a day. I have to watch Dancing with the American Idols. I have to watch football. And No. The presentations are all in audio format and audio visual format. So instead of watching, you know, Who Wants to Be a Pop Idol or whatever it's called, you can watch the presentations. And when you're driving to work or riding to work or walking or exercising, you can put the MP3 files on a CD or an MP3 player and listen to them. Many students tell me that they listen to the presentations on their way to and from work. So you could spend an hour a day, folks, and that's part of the time is going through it over and over and over again. What some people do is, I'll get to it Saturday. Saturday rolls around, they spend a couple hours, and then it's off to the party. Don't do it, folks. It's not learning. Learning requires repetition, listening to it over and over, reading it over and over, watching it and writing down notes over and over. Trust me on this one. Okay, accommodations. Southwestern College recommends that students with disabilities discuss academic accommodations with their professors as soon as possible. You know the drill. Get in touch with me and we will work it out. Now, what's the Academic Success Center referral? Well, it's something they strongly urge that we put on our syllabuses, and so we do. And the idea is, folks, this is community college. We want you to succeed. This is not the university where it's sink or swim, and folks, there are 20 students behind you who want your seat, so if you can't hack it, get out of here. No, we want you to do well. So we have the online writing center and the math center and the reading center and the MESA for the math students and the learning and resource, the Academic Success Center, it's called Academic Success Center in the 420 building. Excellent resource. They work with students who have, you know, who need help with their study skills. We want you to succeed, so please do take advantage of these resources. And then how do you get in touch with me? Well, most of you are going to send me an email, okay? You can come to my office hour during the day, but if you work during the day, that makes it a little difficult, doesn't it? Contact me. I'll make an appointment. We can meet at one of the libraries or at the college after hours, or I live in the Ocean Beach area. There are two libraries close to me, OB and Point Loma, so I'm sure we could get together. And I really like it when students come to see me in my office or we meet. There's my office number. There's my home number. You're free to call me at home. Not late in the evening, please. After about 8:30 or so, please do not call. You can call early. I'm usually up very early, so 8 o'clock, 7:30, 8 o'clock is certainly not too early for me. And then there's the website. Come on, Piano. Are you serious? Yes, as a matter of fact, I am. I wanted something my students could not forget. Right? I wanted something I could not forget. And because the problem is, our web pages that they give us they start with the college website. Well, most people can figure that one out. They can find that. And then there's a /, then the tilde key. The tilde, that's the squiggle that goes above the N for the Spanish ñe, right? And then your first initial, F, and then your last name, P-A-I-A-N-O, and three vowels in a row just makes it very difficult for people to remember how to spell my name, and they'll come up to me and go, oh, I think your website's down. No, you just can't find it. So I spared no expense, folks, out of my own pocket, all $14 to originally get the wonderprofessor.com. I figured, can you remember Wonder Bread? Wonder Woman? Wonder Professor. Yeah, you can remember that. Not Professor Wonder, he's a magician who makes balloon art, but and you can look him up if you want. Two S's, by the way, no es español, es inglés, two S's. And there's my email address. And also the student learning objectives, the student learning outcomes. They require us to put these on our syllabus, and rather than use up a whole lot of space because I think it's absolute ridiculousness, I put them there for you to see them, but don't even bother reading it because we're going to do those as assignments anyway. But this is part of academic ridiculousness and waste of time and energy and resources. But you have to get involved with academia to really appreciate how stupid it is. Anyway, so that's the first page of the syllabus. And oh boy, wasn't that boring and ridiculous, and who cares, Viano, that's not important. Oh yeah, well, take a look at page two. That is important. What is it? It's the course schedule. This is what we're going to do, folks. This is the course. And hopefully you'll get a feel for what we're going to be doing, and you'll say, yeah, this is what I want, or, you know, I'm not interested in this stuff. The following course schedule is subject to change as the course progresses. Well, we normally get done everything. You know, if there's something bad happens, a firestorm or flood or whatever, you know, one of the your special American Midols gets kicked off of the island or whatever, then maybe we'll, you know, change the schedule as it goes along, but we're probably going to follow it. So if you have any suggestions, you know, please feel to contact me. We will pretty much attempt to cover everything we normally do, but our emphasis is always placed on everyone understanding and using what is covered. I will make every attempt to satisfy those students who are anxious to move ahead on their own with extra assignments or reading materials or whatever. But here's the kicker. If you get behind, please contact me as soon as possible or come see me for extra assistance. Why? Because it is just so common that people get behind and then that's the reason they drop. You know, sometimes it's because of a job or it's because somebody got sick in the family or the student got sick or whatever. Or they just don't enjoy the work. But more often than not, people drop because they get behind. So if you get behind, contact me as soon as possible. Don't just disappear after a few weeks and never to be heard from again. Now, take a look at what we're going to do. Our first week will be spent on getting started and taking a look at the eternal struggle between risk versus return. And an overview of financial investments. So we'll have our, you know, our 35,000 feet up in the air jumbo jet view of the investing landscape. And then we spend just one little quick time on short-term investments, get them out of the way. We'll spend 2 weeks on mutual funds because they're very important, especially for you younger folks just getting started. Mutual funds are going to be probably in your future. Then we spend about 5 weeks or so, 6 weeks, on stocks and the stock market. And it's so much fun. Stocks are so exciting. Of course, they are also very risky, and so we will learn all about that. And this is where people tend to bog down. They come out of the gate gangbusters and do the chapter one, that's the first couple of weeks, and then mutual funds are chapter four, next couple of weeks, but then the stock market just knocks them, the stocks and stock market just knock them for a loop. But don't let that happen to you. Keep up with it. And then we spend about 2-3 weeks on bonds, boring old bonds. And then around the 13th week, we will tie everything that we've learned together with a chapter called Diversification and Asset Allocation. And we go back literally and view at everything we've looked at and show how they all tie together into a portfolio. After we're done that, it's time for some topics that are important, if only to learn why you should stay away from them. And those are options and futures. And they're actually called options contracts and futures contracts, but that's a little difficult to say, so most people just use the term options and futures. We then take a look at, in depth, brokerage accounts and two financial investing, maybe we shouldn't use the word investing, speculating strategies, and those are called margining and shorting. And, well, that's at the end of the semester. Now, the book puts them at the beginning of the book in Chapter 2. I want you to stay away from this until the very end. And then we'll take some time on real estate, annuities, precious metals, and other miscellaneous topics, some other investment alternatives. So what do you think, folks? Cool? Is this what you want? I hope so. And again, feel free to contact me. Take a look at the discussion board and in my introduction of myself to you, and you'll introduce yourself to us, and let's get started. Good luck, everybody. Study hard. Bring honor and glory to Southwestern Community College. See ya.